Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning Worship, a broadcast of parts of the worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, as it was recorded last Sunday morning and brought to you today to the glory of God. The message this morning is from our senior pastor, Reverend David Riley, and is titled, Saints Now and Forever. It's based on the gospel lesson from John chapter 5. Visitors are always welcome to join us here at 60 Broad Street each Sunday at 10 a.m. And now, your friends at St. John's invite you to stay tuned as we worship our great and loving God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Old Testament is from Isaiah, the 35th chapter. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, no any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the word of the Lord.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats and tunes, and two-edged swords in their hands.
To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. To execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation.
The epistle lesson is from 2 Peter, the third chapter. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the meditation of my heart, the words of my mouth, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. On or about November 1st of every calendar year, the Christian Church throughout the world has, from ancient times, celebrated All Saints' Day. It has been a common practice on that day to remember not only the great saints, but also those less well known who have also died in the Christian faith. Perhaps your grandmother, father, sister, friend, or even child. The November 2nd festival of the commemoration of the faithful departed developed with just this difference in mind. While individual circumstances and gifts may differ, the faith that saves is the same in every Christian's heart. At Christian funerals, the emphasis is always on the grace and the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and not primarily on the life of the believer who has died. But remember that all believers are saints. You and I, who are currently living on this earth, are saints already. One saint, All Saints' Day, an LCMS pastor prepared name tags for each person who was then coming to church. And on each tag, the pastor had written the word saint. Each person was then invited to fill in his or her first name so that it read Saint Ellen, Saint Fred, and so on and so on. However, there was one woman who did not write her name on her tag. She told the pastor that she just didn't feel worthy enough to be considered a saint. She couldn't call herself that. Do you feel that way too? I think that this reveals our own reluctance to believe the comforting and the joyous promise of our Lord, the one who came to save us from death to life, the one who came to save us, to rescue us, and to set us apart as His precious holy ones, His saints, even as you and I still struggle in this fallen world. Our sainthood has nothing to do with our own unworthiness. Little Joey was fascinated by the stained glass windows that he saw in his church. And one Sunday, little Joey stared intently at them, and he asked his mother, "Who are these people painted on those windows?" And his mother replied, "Those are the saints." Well, when they got home, Joey told his father about the saints that he had seen at church. "Well, who are the saints?" his dad asked. Joey answered, "Saints are the people the light shines through." You are the people that the light shines through. You are the saints here at St. John's Lutheran Church. According to the words spoken by Jesus in our gospel text, death and life refer to more than just physical existence. Death is defined as separation from God right now by unbelief and fear of judgment. Life, on the other hand, is defined as reconciliation today with God by faith in His Son. The comfort of knowing that He endured the judgment against our sin on the cross, and the hope in His power and authority to raise us on the last day to life everlasting. Remember, the dead have already heard His voice. The words of Jesus in today's gospel text were spoken directly to unbelieving hearts who wondered and were even offended by His claim to be who He really was, the divine Son of God, sent by the Father to deliver all people from the punishment and death of sin. He says that a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. The dead means you and me and everyone who is born into this world with the inherited disease of sin. The Son's judgment is that we already have life. In the beginning, God created everything out of nothing by the power of His Word alone. John began his gospel account by identifying Jesus Christ as the Word. In our text for today, Jesus clearly claims to be the divine Son of God, that is, God, the second person of the blessed Holy Trinity, the one who came into our world in the form of frail human flesh. Because of this, Jesus states that as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son to have life in Himself, and He has given Him authority to judge. We are so thankful that the Son's divine judgment is based on the fact that God so loved the world, as the Apostle John put it. However, because of the slavery of sin, no one can free or save himself or herself. God's love is shown in this, that He sent His one and only begotten Son. He was sent by the Father to fulfill perfectly God's righteous demands on our behalf. He came to be the one and only perfect sacrifice to pay for the sins of the whole world, satisfying God's wrath against all sin. His bloody death on the cross was the undoing of death, as His resurrection from the grave proves. So now, His judgment of all of us is the same as that spoken through the words of the prophet Jeremiah. I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil. As the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians, He Himself is our peace. All people who have faith are saints, even as they are still very much alive now. Because He is the Son of God, the crucified and risen Savior, He promises that whoever hears My word and believes Him who sent Me has eternal life. For His word is all about forgiveness of your sins on the basis of His atoning death for you. Forgiveness means we are now holy. That is, we are now saints. And that is what it means to be a saint, to be holy, to be clean of sin. And as Martin Luther reminds us, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life, salvation, a present possession. And this is what Jesus means when He says, a time is coming and has now come. In Christ, the separation is ended. The breach is healed. By faith, a person has crossed over from death to life. This happens now by the simple hearing of His Word, through which the Holy Spirit creates saving faith in our hearts. The Buddhist Mulan people of the south central provinces of China believe that your son can save you from hell, from the torments of the place that they call the nether world. He can give you a ticket to heaven by providing a specific ceremonial funeral. First, he has to buy the water by throwing 2 coins into the river and then drawing water to wash your body. The body is then dressed in ceremonial clothes. A small broken coin is put into the mouth, and a small bag of coins and a white towel are put into the left hand of the corpse, which he can use when he or she gets to heaven. The body is then put into a coffin, which is buried with an earthen jar containing 5 types of grain. Also buried with the body is an eternal meal of cooked rice with an egg on top and a pair of chopsticks. When this is done properly, the 90,000 Mulan people believe that a person finally goes to heaven. Without it, he goes to the netherworld. What a joy it is to know that all I need to get to heaven is faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. In Him I have the gift of eternal life. All believers are saints, also in the resurrection. But that's not all. For Jesus says, for a time is coming when all those who are in their graves will hear His voice come out. That time
is not yet here. Nevertheless, this is the great hope of the Christian faith. Remember the resurrection at Christ's return. It is the basis of our Christian comfort. And you and I look forward to that day when the Son of Man returns, when He says, with power and with great glory, with His angels and with a loud trumpet call. Paul tells the Thessalonians, and the dead in Christ will rise, and so we also will be with the Lord forever. In that day, says the Lord, those who have done good, that is, those who have believed and lived by faith in His Word, will rise to live. But those who have done evil, that is, those who have rejected His Word and relied only on their own self-made works of unbelief, will rise to be condemned. This is the hope by which the Apostle Paul can tell us to comfort one another at the death of a loved one, or as we ourselves confront the hour of our own death. In the comfort of the resurrection, we saints can depart in peace. Remember the story of Simeon, where in Luke chapter 2 it was revealed that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Remember when Mary and Joseph brought the infant Jesus to the temple, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. This canticle has found a beloved place in our liturgy after we have taken our Savior, or better yet, He has given Himself, not into our arms, but sacramentally into our mouths in the Lord's Supper. That peace is none other than the spiritual peace of the forgiveness of sins won for us by the shedding of Jesus Christ's holy and precious blood. Our departing in peace as we celebrate this blessed sacrament prepares us for our final departure from death to life through forgiveness and the strengthening of faith. As Paul reminded the Corinthians and us, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. He reminds the congregation in Galatia that our hope is in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Dear friends in Christ, when we hear these words of David in Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. You and I may be tempted to think that David had to be a giant pillar of faith to speak these words. But David spoke these words because he needed to hear them. For it is that by the word of God alone that faith is given, strengthened, and that hope endures, even in the face of death and everything that speaks against it. Today, you and I remember those who have gone before us with the sign of faith, both the more famous and the more personal saints. We comfort one another with the fact that they are indeed with the Lord. And we also rejoice that having heard the Lord's word, we know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. To you, His saints, set apart from sin, for His worship and His service, He says again this morning, depart in peace. Remember, all of you are saints, now and forever. And now may the grace and love of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We remain standing as we sing our recessional hymn, number 678, We Sing for All the Unsung Saints. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Go in the peace and joy of Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to a broadcast of the worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts. If you wish to contact us or would like to learn more about the Christian faith, please call 413-568-1417 or visit us at stjohnswestfield.org. God's blessings to you.